The European Union's foreign policy chief has encouraged investors and businessmen to continue to work with Iran hours after the U.S. reimposed anti-Iran sanctions lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal.
I believe New Zealand and the European Union share the same approach when it comes to the need to preserve and maintain the nuclear deal with Iran, notwithstanding the withdrawal of the United States. We are working within the European Union and with other partners in the world, among them New Zealand, but also Asian partners, to protect investments and to keep channels open, especially when it comes to the trade of oil and petrochemicals, but also when it comes to banking channels and financial channels.
Mogherini, who is speaking after talks with her counterpart in New Zealand, said trade with Iran is a pillar to the nuclear deal. She also rejected the U.S. punishments for European firms that work with Iran, saying this is an issue of trade sovereignty for the bloc. She noted that the EU updated its blocking statutes to protect European firms from the secondary U.S. sanctions on Iran.
This is a legislation the European Union has in place to protect European businesses from the effect of secondary sanctions, of sanctions that U.S. imposes outside of its territory. We believe that it is, and it has to be, up to the Europeans in this case to decide with whom to trade with. So there is also a matter of, I would say, trade sovereignty to be protected.
London has also taken the same stance. The British junior minister for the Middle East says that the EU legislation protects companies that fear legal proceedings in connection with trade with Iran. The first round of the U.S. sanctions on Iran target the country's automotive sector as well as its trade in gold and other key metals. Sanctions have also been slapped on the purchase or acquisition of the U.S. dollar by Iran as well as transactions by Iran's national currency, the rial. Washington has warned that individuals or entities who breach the bans risk severe consequences.